CS for San Antonio Resolution 24 CNA relating to the establishment of a priority access zone in Green Alaska, on Alaska, for the amended fisherman process field by Senator Sturgeon.
I'd be very interested.
Who's here? Where's somebody from Sturgeon's office?
I can present this one.
Is that what somebody asked?
Frank Holman was just here.
Maybe
Dick could help us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The resolution before you was amended in CRNA, which I sat on, and it's a resolution which was drafted by the senator at the request of the communities affected, and many of them, the question of the zone will be before the North Pacific Fisheries Council at their, I think it's their May meeting coming up. And we feel it's appropriate to give guidance and direction to enhance the shore-based processing and domestic catcher processing facilities in the area. And the teleconference we had with Gun Alaska in the area, they're very supportive of it.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Sturgeon.
Just talking about your great bill.
Is that right? Good. Mr. Chairman, have we, just very, very briefly, this is actually a resolution that would move toward actually Alaskanizing and Americanizing the bottom fishery. It supports the intention of the Magnuson Act to provide for full utilization of the fishery resources within the 200 mile exclusive economic zone by domestic fishermen and processors. You know, there's a real revolution going on there. Those that feel that we've moved in 4 years rather than the 10 that was anticipated to really get the allocation of that resource for domestic use. It would call for the creation of a 100 mile radius of Unalaska to have a domestic fishery zone. It would obviously assist the on-share processing plants so that they would more likely have a source of fish for their plants. It's a logical extension of the Magnuson Act. The communities of Unalaska and Akutan have petitioned the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to create this fishery zone. And the council did look at this last week, and very happily they've taken it under advisement. And what they're going to do is look at a series of options, and this is one option that perhaps goes the furthest, but even the joint fishermen and others have made proposals, and they'll be looking at a series of things along this line and then be coming back. Their next meeting is in May, and we don't know at this point whether or not they'll be back with back with that information at that time, or if it will be at a subsequent meeting. We had obviously good support from Akutan, good support from Unalaska. We were pleased that the Mr. Lauber spoke. The processors are happy with it. It's obviously for some of the ones that are in the joint venture. Fishery are not as happy, but I think what we'd like to see is to obviously allow for Alaskans and Americans to have some advantage in the processing and value added of product. So that's basically what we have before us.
For the record show, the Senator on campus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed in the letter from the staff that
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was addressed at the council meeting. However, I'm rather curious that does that mean then that this, if in fact they do allow this exclusive management, that they will extend it to other communities, like say out there along the chain, and even Kodiak Island, do we have, or just one zone in Alaska?
Okay. The only area, to my understanding, that has been considered, and it's. This recommendation goes from the North Pacific Fisheries Council back to, is it the Department of Commerce or State? Which?
Commerce.
Commerce. So it, again, is a recommendation of that body. And the only one that we've had to date has been an area of the Shelikof Straits. And that's under some controversy and review right now as to whether that's allowed. But the potential, it would seem to me, would exist for other communities that would be affected within that 200-mile. But they're moving. Really, the first priority, as I understand, was to get in, has been in the allocation question, and that's pretty much now gone to domestic, as you know. And when we've had the Americanization thing before us before, it's always been said, well, we need joint ventures because there's not capacity, and yet now we're seeing them develop. So you're, I'm sure, going to see a push for the further action under the Magnuson Act to allow for domestic fisheries, and that includes, of course, the very substantial Seattle and so on fleet. But I think other areas may be, but these are the main areas right now. And some of the things they'll be looking at will be certain stocks, certain of the fisheries, possibly certain times of the year. So it's got a long way to go before they really move fully into this. I think that's accurate.
Jose.